2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Well, the wind is kicking up a little bit out of the northwest, 18 miles an hour. KSL News Time, 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
another windstorm is blowing into Utah overnight, starting after 2 a.m. The National Weather Service says gusts could get up to 70 miles per hour and will be the strongest in Davis County. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Second, subdued local celebrations today to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Several online celebrations are still happening. The University of Utah has virtual events all week long. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We have a crash affecting traffic eastbound on the 21st South Freeway at 8400 West. Then snowfall, Mother Nature packing a punch. It's going to be affecting traffic on I-15 in Davis County, I-80 in Parley's, Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A cold front producing scattered snow and some strong winds will develop tonight. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 39 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. The nation is preparing to swear in a new president in a time of unprecedented security. ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz in Washington, D.C.
A city on edge, armed National Guard manning checkpoints, armored vehicles blocking roadways, and police boats patrolling the Potomac River. A false alarm emptying the Capitol building briefly today after that all-too-real siege that prompted this lockdown.
2 days before Joe Biden is inaugurated, and President Trump leaves the White House, First Lady Melania Trump has released a farewell video on her Twitter feed.
When I came to the White House, I reflected on the responsibility I have always felt as a mother to encourage, give strength, and teach values of kindness.
The president is still planning a military-style send-off Wednesday morning from Joint Base Andrews. The memory and the message of civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. was being celebrated across the country today. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris and her husband Doug Emhoff volunteering at a food bank in D.C.
When we look at where we are as a country today, when we look at recent events, we know that the fight that Dr. King was engaged in is still a fight in America.
It was one of the many service and community projects held across the country today. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo once again calling on the feds to stop flights from countries where new COVID strains have emerged. He says any of them could spark a surge, which could even surpass the nation's first wave.
There's now a Brazilian strain, which may actually be worse than the South African strain or the UK strain. Any of these three strains could be a second wave.
The U.S. is closing in on 400,000 COVID-19 deaths. You're listening to ABC News.
Onward to the KSL In-Depth.
The vaccines. Hope on the horizon. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Starting today, Utahns 70 and older are eligible to receive the vaccine. Many made appointments and showed up to get their first doses at places like the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy. Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson was there and said Martin Luther King Jr. Day is a perfect time to start this effort.
And I'm grateful to the team members who are exemplifying his leadership as they step up and support our senior populations today and are working actually on other sites supporting the health effort today. On such a monumental day, I've had the privilege to be here, and for that I'm so proud. And I'll tell you, testing, vaccinations, our case tracers, our Q&I operators are prime examples of Dr. King's ideas of growing and bettering a community. And in times of crisis like this one, times where we have a worldwide pandemic and such unrest, his principles are indeed those that we aspire towards here at Salt Lake County. We strive to be better in our community, and there's nothing better than service and helping and to see the smiles again today. is so rewarding.
Mayor Wilson says the rollout's been mostly smooth. There were a few technical glitches and other hiccups in Salt Lake County, but they're hoping to ramp up vaccinations over the coming weeks. KSL News Time, 419, time for Triple Team Traffic. So, Ricky, we weren't expecting snow in the forecast. I'm going to have to ask Kevin about this, but it's certainly a factor.
It is, especially if you're traveling the higher elevations or up north. Now, right now, we have restrictions in place for Little Cottonwood Canyon. No word on Big Cottonwood Canyon yet, but please, they're getting snowfall as well. I-80 also has seen some snow. Right now, it's mostly in the lower portion of the canyon. But this is just a time, drivers, remember, lights and wipers on to help you navigate these winter driving conditions. Over to the east, we have a crash, to the west, rather. We have a crash eastbound, SR-201, 8400 west, and the cleanup continues of a crash on State Street at 6400 south. Michelle?
Well, we're seeing good speed southbound by 15 leaving downtown. This goes through Salt Lake and Utah counties. For drivers on Bankator Highway, pretty quiet, minor slowing around the 201 freeway a little more at the curb in Riverton. Steve?
Had a good drive out of downtown Salt Lake. Northbound 15 looking good into Davis County, but expect some slower speeds and scattered snow in Davis County between Bountiful up to Layton. Good speeds after that all the way up to the Brigham City exit. Highway 89, pretty good speeds as well. Scattered snow in spots between Farmington and South Ogden. Bird Brothers Tire and Service, let their family take care of your family's auto repair needs. From tires and brakes to complete auto service, Bird Brothers is Utah's trusted auto care center for 30 years. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
7-day forecast is brought to you by BW Southtown. Neil, if you could turn off the weather music, because Kevin and I have to talk for a minute here. There's a lot going on. First of all, can I ask you about these squalls? What's up with the snow?
Yeah, Jeff. So we've got a storm system that's coming through the Wasatch Front right now. And we actually did forecast over the weekend that we would have light snowfall today. And what's happening is this is in little pockets. It's not accumulating a lot, but it's coming down with such intensity that it's reducing visibility, creating wet roads, and creating traffic slowdowns. This is not going to last long. In fact, another couple of hours, 2-3 hours, it's completely gone. That low pressure slides south down towards Las Vegas, and we set up a classic wind event where a high pressure, surface high, comes in over Wyoming, and the pressure gradient, or the difference in pressure between those two places, is going to generate strong east winds tonight all along the Wasatch Front.
Now, is it going to be in the same places? I know it's not the same wind speed, but the same places where we experienced the problems back in September?
Same locations, totally different storm and totally different scenario. So from North Ogden all the way down to Salt Lake Capital area, kind of, you know where that gravel pit is, North Salt Lake into the state capital?
Sure.
The orientation of the mountain range changes right there. So that's typically where the winds kind of stop. So right now, North Salt Lake to North Ogden, 40 to 50 mile an hour winds common, gusts 60 to 70 miles an hour possible. Starts tonight about 11 p.m., intensifies peaking at about 3 a.m. to 7 a.m., and then decreases between 7 a.m. and noon tomorrow. So what you can do, make sure you don't have decorations outside, get your garbage dumpsters put away, trampolines, if they're out, you're going to want to get them attached down to the ground or flip them upside down so they don't act like a sail. But this is not like the September wind event because it's not going to be as strong, it's not going to be as widespread, and it won't last as long.
But it's going to wake a lot of people up. Let me ask you about down south. Say you're in South Jordan. Tomorrow morning you're going to say, what wind are they talking about?
Yes, you are. You're going to say, what wind? And it's going to be a beautiful day. The sun's going to pop out. The snow that we've got right now will be gone. It'll be a little breezy for you in South Jordan, but nothing like what they're experiencing up along the I-15 corridor. They'll also likely issue travel restrictions overnight. So what happens is you'll wake up tomorrow trying to get out, and there's semis lined up along I-15. They'll likely do a high-profile vehicle restriction beginning at midnight and then through tomorrow morning for vehicles, specifically trailers, passing through the I-15 corridor in Davis County.
Okay, that's a lot to chew on, but I have to ask you also about the snow possibility for this weekend. Is this for real?
It is for real. We've got a storm coming, and this one's different, Jeff. We've been talking about this for the last couple weeks. A major pattern shift has happened out in the Pacific. And what that's done is it's moved the area of high pressure that's been blocking all of our storms. It's moved it out of its location. So on this weekend, we're going to see a storm system come in from the northwest, dive south, and then come into Utah, including the entire state, southern, central, and northern Utah. Rain-snow mix Friday night, over to all snow on Saturday, I actually think we're going to get accumulating valley snow finally on Saturday here in Salt Lake City with a pretty good dose of snow for the mountains.
Oh, believe it when I see it. You know how it gets like
you
that?
You New York skeptic. Come on.
It's 39 degrees. Kevin, thanks so much for the briefing. KSL News Time, 424.
While the government's doing what they do, trying to figure out if they can give you an extra $2,000 stimulus or not, the management team at Any Hour Services got together and decided to approve their own stimulus package. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and if you've been thinking about replacing your old heating and cooling system, Any Hour Services' 2021 stimulus sale is for you. From now until February 27th, when you have Any Hour Services install your new Carrier furnace and air conditioner, you'll get $2,021 off whichever Carrier system you choose. Now, this isn't a stimulus you have to wait to get. You get $2,021 off at the time of purchase. The only thing you have to do to qualify for this stimulus sale is call Any Hour Services and schedule a free estimate. When you call, there's no obligation to buy. Just schedule a time to meet that's best for you. Let me say that again. From now until February 27th, when you have Any Hour Services install a new Carrier furnace and air conditioner, you'll get $2,021 off whichever Carrier system you choose. To schedule your free estimate, call 801-443-7600, 801-443-7600, Any Hour Services.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. KSL Drive Subaru is temporarily halting production at one of its Japanese plants. The facility makes the top-selling Forester, which could make it harder to find it in the U.S. this year. Apple wants to start making money on podcasts. The company's looking at turning its popular podcast app into a subscription service. A Chinese liquor brand has overtaken Coca-Cola as the world's biggest beverage maker, going by market capitalization. Kwai Chau Motai was helped by Costco opening in China 2 years ago. Wall Street, nothing to say. The markets were closed for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. No mail either, so you don't have to check the mailbox. KSL News Time, 426. Police in Chicago arrested a man they say has spent the last 3 months living at O'Hare International Airport. Living there. Aditya Singh told police he was afraid to fly home to California. ABC's Jessica D'Onofrio has the story.
On Saturday, two United Airlines employees confronted Singh and asked to see his work ID, which had been reported as stolen by an airport operations manager. Singh was taken into custody and told authorities he found the credentials and was afraid to fly home in the pandemic.
See, you can't live at an airport. Singh is charged with felony criminal trespass and theft. He's being held on $10,000 bail. KSL News Time, 427.
The monster is coming, and it wants you and your family.
And that's great news, really, because it's time for the Bear Lake Monster Winterfest, January 22nd through the 24th. Winterfest is all about an incredible celebration of winter and all the fun it brings. So start Friday with Monster Winter Sports and Trails Day, a free event featuring fat tire bikes, snowshoes, snowmobiles, and tubes for the kids. Also a taste of Bear Lake, with local restaurants dishing up their tasty specialties. Then throughout the rest of the weekend, it's the Monster 5K Walk and Run, a Monster Cisco Disco Tournament, Chili Cook-Off, even a cardboard boat regatta. And all safety precautions will be followed, including the use of masks, hand sanitizing, and social distancing. Come on, Bear Lake awaits. Visit bearlake.org and get details on events and times. bearlake.org. The Bear Lake Monster Winterfest, presented by the Bear Lake Convention and Visitors Bureau.
If you see a traffic accident and it's safe for you to text, alert us at 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bang.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas,
in the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.